Hello, Awe Islanders. Thank you so much for listening today. For the grown-ups who are listening, if you enjoy our show, would you please give us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts? 5-star ratings make it easier for new listeners to find us, so that we can continue to spread our messages of kindness, acceptance, and gratitude to kids and families all over the world. We appreciate your help so much. Thank you.
If you haven't already, please become a member of Becalm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there and so much more. Your support will help us grow to bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again. Deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved. Just like the baby elephant. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften. Completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands out as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Feel the warmth in your hands and slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now apart again. Then towards each other. Now bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the energy to melt into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you rest your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. In enjoying the feeling of energy as it warms your body. The energy flows up to your forehead and divides to rest on both sides of your head. Feel it flow behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck, softening your shoulders with warmth. Now the energy streams meet in your chest, warming your heart. Feel the warmth and take another deep dragon breath, in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your heart. Once more, loving energy flows up to your forehead and divides, rolling to either side of your head. It flows behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck, softening your shoulders. The energy streams join together in your chest, warming your heart. Enjoy the gently flowing energy, and let's take another deep dragon breath, in and out. Imagine the energy stream dividing again, this time flowing up and out to your shoulders. Feel its warmth and take a deep dragon breath, in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy flowing across your shoulders, relaxing them. Give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands slide lightly down your arms, bringing energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Enjoy the gently flowing stream of energy. And take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly, in and out. Feel warm, loving energy fill your heart and then overflow. One more time, imagine the energy stream dividing and then flowing up and out to your shoulders. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath, in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy, roll across your shoulders, relaxing them. With your hands holding onto your shoulders, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands lightly slide down your arms, drawing the energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy stream, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath, in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath, in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay. I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Terrific Tree. Peanut the squirrel sat on a sturdy branch next to the trunk of the oak tree. She sniffed the air as a breeze circled around her and ruffled her fur. The leaves whistled as the wind danced around them. The red squirrel took a deep dragon breath in and out. Wondering where her friend Nutsy was. He would enjoy the refreshing breeze, too. Just then, Peanut heard a rustling of leaves. She looked up in time to see Nutsy tumbling down through the branches. Nutsy rolled to a stop at her feet. "Whoops," he said as he stood up. "I guess I missed that branch by a little bit. It's good that I have lightning-quick reflexes." Peanut giggled and shook her head. "If you would slow down just a little, Nutsy, you wouldn't fall through the tree so often. But I'm glad you're here. Isn't the breeze wonderful?" As an answer to her comment, the breeze circled the two squirrels, fluffing up their fur. Nutsy laughed. "That tickles," he said. "What do you want to do today, Peanut?" he asked as he patted his fur back down. "I thought maybe we should go check on the acorn we planted to make sure it's growing well," Peanut replied. "That's a great idea," Nutsy said, his tail twitching with excitement. "I can't wait to see how much it's grown." The gray squirrel hurried down the tree and called up to Peanut. "Are you coming?" The red squirrel slid down the trunk after her friend. "Ready when you are," she said playfully. Nutsy smiled and said, "Follow me." The two squirrels zigged and zagged along the forest floor as they played their way to their acorn. Soon, they arrived at the gentle creek. The water flowed by with a whisper. It splashed up against a rock and showered Peanut. She shook herself dry. Her tail continued to flutter as she exclaimed, We planted the acorn in the middle of the field. We're almost there. The little red squirrel hopped from one rock to another rock and then to a floating log, gracefully coasting across the creek. Nutsy backed up to jump as far as he could. "This is how I get across," he announced. Then the gray squirrel ran as fast as he could and leaped up into the air. He smiled broadly as he flew until he looked down and saw the water. Nutsy scrambled in the air to reach the log Peanut had used. It was no use. Splash! The squirrel landed in the water. Peanut tried not to laugh as Nutsy pulled himself up onto the log. Water dripped from his fur. The gray squirrel sighed and then shook with such force that Nutsy almost fell off the log. Water sprayed everywhere. Peanut hurried over to give him a hand. Nutsy took her hand and carefully climbed off the log and onto the bank. The sun is nice and warm. "I think I'll bask in it a little while until I'm dry," Nutsy said, laying back in the warm grass. "Okay," Peanut said. "I'll go check on our acorn and let you know what I find." Nutsy hopped right up. "I'll come with you. I can lay in the sun by our acorn just as easily as I can lay down here," he said. He was eager to see their tree too. Peanut looked around the center of the field and stopped. She spotted it. The red squirrel pointed and then began hopping over to it. Nutsy followed her. She stopped by a thin trunk with two tiny branches and seven bright green leaves. It was just a little taller than Peanut. She beamed back to Nutsy. "Look at how much it's grown," she said. "That's it?" Nutsy asked, frowning. "Yes, isn't it beautiful?" Peanut said, circling the little tree. "I thought it would be bigger," Nutsy said. "Oh no, oak trees take a long time to grow, but we can help it grow bigger and stronger," Peanut said. "Yes, let's do that. What can we do?" Nutsy circled the tree excitedly. "Help me carry this rock to the creek," Peanut said, as she lifted a rock with a big dip in the center. "Oh, we're going to water it," Nutsy said, as he lifted the other side of the rock. The two squirrels carried the rock down to the creek and tipped it into the water. Once it filled with water, they headed back to the little tree with the heavy rock. Water sloshed as they walked, splashing Peanut and Nutsy. They walked a little slower, wanting to bring the tree as much to drink as possible. Peanut lowered her side of the rock next to the little tree, and water flowed down onto the ground. "That should help," Peanut said. "Let's bring her a few more drinks." "Okay," Nutsy nodded his head. The two squirrels carefully carried the water from the creek up to their little tree with three more trips. As they finished their last trip, Nutsy said, "I think we should do one more thing." "What's that?" Peanut asked. "We should share love with the tree, like we did when it was just an acorn," Nutsy said as he laid down on the ground. The gray squirrel spread his arms wide to hug the earth. Peanut nodded, smiled, and flopped down to join him. Together, the two friends took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Letting their kindness sink into the earth and the little tree's roots, surrounding it with warmth and love. After a moment, the squirrels popped up. Then Nutsy yawned. It's been a busy morning. I think I'm ready for a nap, the gray squirrel said. Me too, Peanut added, and yawned as well. The two friends headed back to their homes for a well-earned rest. When they reached their tree, Nutsy and Peanut yawned once more and snuggled into their nests. Nutsy and Peanut thought of all they had to be grateful for. The little squirrels felt happy. They had checked on their little tree. Nutsy and Peanut felt thankful. They could help the tree grow with love and a drink. Most of all, the squirrels felt grateful for each other. The little squirrels gave themselves a tight hug and then relaxed, wishing everyone peace and happiness, taking a deep dragon breath in and out. Peanut and Nutsy snuggled in, noses tucked under their fluffy tails. The squirrels took another deep dragon breath, in and out. And smiled. Then they took one more deep dragon breath, in and out. The little squirrels' minds quieted, and they drifted off into a deep sleep, picturing their little tree growing into a strong oak with their love. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.